Session's gonna start here, folks.
I apologize. I was in a rotten mood at that point.
When was that?
I gave him a hard time. We will continue that conversation. Yeah?
Is there anyone behind us who would like to join us on this side? No? Okay. All right.
Well, let's get started.
Well, whether you're in front of us or behind us, you're welcome to join in this discussion. I'm Teresa Allen, and I'm with KPFT, Local Advisory Board. I'm also on the Pacifica National Board, and it's so good to have you here. Someone called me about 12:30, I guess it was yesterday morning, and warned me about you. There's just a little bit of paranoia in the Pacifica organization, but let me assure you that you have relieved me of all doubts. I have been totally stimulated from this experience, and I've also been very, very encouraged by conversations that I've had with affiliates. I must apologize if you wonder why we have not, why quality conversations with some of you. And I hope we have many, many, many more, because it's going to be an ongoing. So, I've talked with some of you, and I've used the expression refreshing candor. And when some people kind of vent at me, I've said thank you, and you might have thought that was incongruous, but I have appreciated the refreshing candor, which I didn't think had a political agenda, that we really do have something to offer each other, and I'm looking forward to that relationship. I also feel that you feel as I do that we need to have a national presence, and that there are so many exponential benefits of us all working together. And I think that despite all the other things that we have to offer each other, communication, technical services, program exchanges, that the most important thing that I've gotten from you so far is really your attitude. The attitude, I think, is going to overcome all other barriers. And that's what gives me the most hope about our relationship and with the affiliates. So let this show begin, I guess. Okay. Dina?
Hi, I'm Dina Colbert, and I'm a producer, a fairly new one at WBAI. I started about 8 months before the coup, went on WBIX during the coup, and came back and have been on since then. And when the coup began, Juan Gonzalez asked me to do something with Pacifica Campaign, and I wasn't sure what I really could offer until I thought about the affiliates and how the affiliates have been part of the process of Pacifica for many, many years, and what that, at that point, I used the word relationship, was about. So I asked to start the affiliate connection between Pacifica Campaign and the affiliates. And I have to say, organizing with concerned friends at BAI, I wouldn't say that my outreach efforts reached across America. But I did make some connections here on the East Coast. And they were very fruitful, and it's been a long relationship. And one of the things that happened was I learned far more than I think I could possibly have given back during that time period. I learned that there never really was a relationship. What there was a contract, that affiliates had with Pacifica. And it was a financial contract, and it was a one-way stream. It was called money in and no communication, no technical services, no programming sharing, and no governance, no process of a back and forth communication in any way over not 1 year or 2 years, but over many, many years. It was difficult to constantly hear negatives and not hear positives. It was a difficult time at Pacifica. It's still a difficult time at Pacifica. But what I do want to say is that we're in this for the long haul. We hope that over a long period of time, we can reestablish something called a relationship, which never existed, and that today is yet another beginning. We began when Pacifica National Board came back as an interim board. It's been slow, but let me tell you the things that have taken place. In the packet, you'll see a letter that was written. The board formed a committee in March. A letter was written in April by Dan Coughlin, who was then the acting executive director. Nothing was done in May, but in June, when the board met again, they formed a larger committee in which I also was put on that committee. I'm not part of the board. I really, mostly an obsessive, compulsive listener of BAI and of whatever I get nationally.
There's a certain advantage to being not on the IPNB.
So I have to say that over this period of time, since June, we've had two conference calls of the committee. Another letter was sent out, which is just an update since the April letter. And now we're having this meeting. And this meeting is to spend a very few minutes giving you some of our thoughts, some of our ideas, and then really opening it up for a dialogue to find out how we can establish a relationship. What is it that you as affiliates would like in a relationship with Pacifica? What kinds of fantasies can we all share? And then work through a process that we can work together in where some of the ideas can actually take shape over a period of time. I don't think anybody on this interim board or I can make any promises, but what we can do in good faith is form a process by which the dialogue stays open and we keep moving forward. And we mean to do that. The last thing I want to say is each committee member was given a set of stations that they are responsible for. I have 9 stations. I've emailed them twice. I've made phone calls once. And I actually made a few connections. Connections take a little bit longer. But it's a process that's begun. They know of my existence. And what we will act as is liaison to the national board so that each station does not slip through the cracks any longer. So that if there's a problem and I'm your liaison, you can come to me and within a day I can get to Pacifica and get an answer back to you. That's a new beginning. That didn't happen before. So we have made some changes and there is progress. I'd like to quickly go down the list of ideas that we've been flinging about, and then the rest of this session is really to open up your ideas. We listen and take notes, and the last 10 or 15 minutes talk about process, if that's okay with you. So let me just go down.
I want to ask a question. I'm going to take notes,
but I'd like someone to maybe check my work. Is there someone that would like to take notes on these suggestions so if I miss something, you be sure that we have it? Anyone volunteer to do that?
Yes, I think it's being taped. So okay. We'll follow the tape.
You'll give me a copy of the tape?
Okay.
Good. Also, do we want to ask if people want to introduce, we want to have people introduce themselves?
When they come up with their ideas, I think what we need to do is just keep going right now. So
I want to say one more thing then.
Okay.
If you don't get a chance to come up to the mic and introduce yourself, so we make sure that we've made touched each one of you, please see me at the end of the meeting, because I would like to have touched base or made contact with everybody.
Well, in fact, Leslie Kagan, our chair, is here. Dan Coughlin, our executive director, is here. I believe Ray LaForest, who's on the committee, will be coming tomorrow. He thought this was scheduled for tomorrow. And Teresa and I are here. So there are five of us who really want to listen to you. And you can say the same thing to all five of us. It's fine. So let me just run down quickly. What we know is that communication was just a mess. But this was not something that happened just because of the coup. This happened systemically from the beginning because there was no structure and process put in place. We know that technical service, in terms of whatever your needs were, they were never met. We know that there, again, it's a structural problem, and that needs to be addressed structurally so that your needs can be met in a way that makes sense. In programming, there's never been shared programming, and that's something that, I mean, I only came to grassroots last year. I'm brand new at this, but it's been talked about and bantered about, I know, far longer than that. And governance. Pacifica is changing. There are bylaws being written as we sit here. There will be elections before the end of the year or early next year. And there are things that we would like to offer. These are ideas. These are not promises. So let me just run through them. One is in terms of programming. We will be doing something on 9/11 so that we can counter on a national basis the programming that will be commercially thrown across America. We would like affiliates to be part of that national day of programming. Just how that can happen has to be addressed. We would also, we've talked about the possibility of a national day of affiliate programming where nothing on the five Pacifica stations takes place except the introduction of who affiliates are, the type of programming you do, the excellent conferences you've had, everything about yourselves, so that the listeners in the Pacifica network, other than affiliates, know who you are. It's an important part of the process if we are going to have what we have talked about to you last year, I know, which was the possibility of a national board member being part of Pacifica National Board, so you have direct communication with your own representative. So those are some ideas. I'd like to throw some other ideas out for just a second and then open the floor to all of you. We've talked about the need for a national movement. I've been going from one workshop to another since last night, and clearly what we need is to understand how much we need each other. We see that the latest go-round on the national level is to pick off individual stations. Well, in New York, what I find interesting is they're picking off individual child care centers, individual youth groups, individual senior centers. Why is that the same pattern as individual radio stations? Is this the wave of the future, so that an individual group on a budget line gets thrown out and has no voice rather than the coalition that it represents? I think we really need to look at what's happening nationally. It is a national problem, and it's happening on a local level. Sure, New York City has budget cuts, but I know for a fact that the city council didn't even know what the budget was when they voted on it. They didn't know which groups were going to get cut out. And now, just a few months later, I'm getting phone calls because of the work that I do that this particular group was cut out of the budget and this particular group was cut out of the budget. Not a line. It's not a line item. What does that mean? How are we going to work together? Okay. We need coordinated training. Some of you guys are fabulous technologically. We need national programming days. There are other things, access to national radio events, legal representation before the FCC. These are only possibilities. Multimedia access, TV, cable, satellite, collective benefits packages. What about health care that we took out a package for all of us? Oops. What happened about dental care? What about insurance coverage? Could we do something collectively? Would it be cheaper? Is it possible? These are just ideas. What I'd like to do is open up the microphone for you and see what kinds of thoughts you have for building a real, meaningful relationship that has equity in it, back and forth, between affiliates and between Pacifica. Thank you.
You ready to go?
Absolutely.
I'll take the plunge.
What's your question, Leslie?
Well, I just wanted to clarify something about what's in this packet.
You might want to walk to the mic.
I just wanted to be clear.
Leslie Kagan.
Yeah, right.
Hi, I'm Leslie Kagan. I'm the chair of the interim board. Some people think I'm the interim chair of the board, but I'm the chair of the interim board. Anyway, there are a few things I just want to clarify. One is on the network fact sheet. There's a claim that the network reaches 80% of all radio listeners. That's a little overstated. What I think the meaning is here, that there is the potential of the five stations, Pacifica, and the affiliates all together, we have collectively the potential to reach that many listeners. The other thing is there are two items in here. One is called the Pacifica Affiliation Agreement, and the other is the Pacifica Radio Network Fee Schedule. And you'll see that fee schedule is dated October 1st, 1997. It's a little out of date, as is this agreement. There has not been a new agreement figured out. And we have not done it because we want to talk to you guys, right? We want to figure out an agreement that we all agree on, and not the Pacifica National has an agreement, then you sign the dotted line. But we wanted to see what some of this, you know, what this history has been, and what needs working on. And obviously the financial arrangements, you know, at some point we will have to discuss that. But for me, I think for all of us here today, that is not the starting point of this conversation. It's really about politically, how do we work together? What services can we provide because we are a national organization? How do the affiliates fit into that and contribute to that? Are there common campaigns and projects that we can work on together? And then at some point, let's talk about money. But that's not the starting point. But we did want to not hide the history, and that's why we included this material also. There may be other stuff in here, too. I haven't had a chance, actually, to read it all thoroughly, but I know I wanted to catch that. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Leslie Kagan.
My name is Steve Pierce. I'm from WRPI in Troy. I'm sure there's lots of stuff that other people will say, so I'm not going to try to say anything, but a couple of things that come to mind as you mentioned your list. It's really great. It's a great spirit that you have here that's so different from what I've experienced in the last, you know,
ten years.
Whatever. but I'd have to say that it's not as though there's never been a better relationship. I don't know who to talk to here, so I'll just talk to the tennis court. It's not as though there hasn't been a good relationship between the affiliates, because I remember in 1977, before Pacifica National Programming was a feed, there was a news feed that stations could cut up and use in their own newscasts, and it was a great honor to have. I was a student at the time, and to have your piece accepted by the Pacifica News for refeeding to all the stations, it was a really great thing. And I think a lot of people remember that. Some of them are at NPR now. Because it's ironic, because the NPR news list had this sort of requiem for the PNN, saying, oh, wasn't it great? We remember when, back in the days when we first started out. And they're remembering something that had already ceased to exist a long time ago. But it was real. A lot of people got their start that way. Anyway, a couple things that I'd add to your list. The folks at the Pacifica campaign did such a great job. And there are so many other stations around the country that are under attack but don't have the resources to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The college stations, the station was in St. Louis or Kansas City.
Kansas City.
You look now, every few weeks, somebody else is getting hammered. And they're going to go down because they don't have the resources. And the campaign, protect your affiliates, because once you lose one, these affiliates are not coming back once they turn into NPR stations. So that would be a great resource. Legal, you know, Dennis, email, all that kind of stuff. I don't know if Dennis is a category or, well. And then the other thing is that the affiliate services could be improved some, the communication. I don't know if Brian is a, is Brian here?
No.
Brian Gibbon?
No.
Okay, good. No, Brian's doing a great job. I don't know what all else he's doing, so it's difficult for me to know, you know, what's on his plate. I assume like everyone else at Pacifica, it's an insane challenge. Exponentially increased. But, you know, I get three copies of an email saying something, a program impairment that happened 3 hours ago because it came at the last minute, you know, that kind of thing. There's a lot of that could be done to improve this.
Technically.
And there are people around here, Mariah, the folks, I don't know, Philip was here making contact. There are people in the independent community that are doing such a great job of promoting their programs and providing affiliate services to get them on, New Dimensions, National Radio Project, those folks. And there must be some way to learn from them. I don't suggest centralizing it all, but I suggest that we could certainly learn better how to do this from the people who are already doing it. And maybe we could cut down on the duplication of effort so that every program producer doesn't have to do his or her own program distribution and marketing to get to the same group of stations. There might be some economies of scale. So anyway, those are a few. And I also heard a rumor that the Pacific was thinking about getting rid of the KU satellite because it duplicates the C-band distribution. And I would have to say that our station has both. I don't know, a rumor, Pacifica, can you believe it? But anyway, if there was such a thing, I wouldn't do that.
I'd like to see if we could dispel that.
Okay.
Or Dan, could you please address that?
Yeah, that's not true.
Okay, good.
That's what the word rumor means.
Oh, it's Derlin.
Howdy.
Marty Derlin, KGNU. I'm glad Leslie addressed the stuff in the packet because I was like, this looks like the same old shitty contract. And to address the problems with it, first of all, I mean, it's unclear what Pacifica affiliation means at this point to me still. I think the automatically renewed for successive terms thing is a problem. And, of course, the 10% that the annual fee shall be increased by an amount equal to 10% for the next year problem. Problem with signing, yeah. So, anyway, there's that. The list of programs...
Maybe you can help us draft a new one.
Maybe. last time I just... cross out things. That was sweet. The Pacifica Network programs, okay, as I understand it, none of these are really produced by Pacifica. There, some of them are produced at Pacifica program. These are things that are available on the KU, correct?
Not all of them either.
Okay, so here's another problem. I think you probably have some problems in the Pacifica list as well of the affiliates. And, you know, while what's happened this year is that KGNU willingly paid its Pacifica dues, what we understood them to be. We paid that for Democracy Now, which is an excellent program and is worth, I forgot what our dues are, like $6,200 or something paltry like that. So Democracy Now! Is definitely worth that amount, but that's the same amount that we used to pay for DN and PNN. And now, of course, we're paying Free Speech Radio News a whole nother set of money, so which they deserve and I want to see them have. But I just want to have that noted, that the whole dues issue is a problem. And on the National Days of Programming, we would like to take some of this national programming at KGNU, and we tried to take some of the protest programming, and what we found was that it was laced with fundraising. And so it was very difficult for us to do that. So if you are fundraising, you need to let us know, and not by Brian's three emails that you can't read, which I concur with Steve, they're just silly, really. And they need to be accurate, please. You know, at 10 till the hour, we're going to cut out and do a bunch of Pacifica fundraising, so then we can go back to KGNU and do KGNU fundraising or whatever we want to do. So appreciate all your mea culpas. And I do hope that we can all work together and come up with something that's really good for the stations that have been the affiliates and for the new Pacifica. And thanks for the meeting, guys.
Thank you. That's what I mean when I talk about attitude. I don't think just another contract's going to fix the problem. I think that the attitude that, you know, we need to, if there's a problem, we need to fix it right away. That's integral.
I'm Pancho Villa from Mexico. I do have a couple of constructive suggestions. This is a new day, between Pacifica and the affiliates. I do feel that way. I like to think that the moments, the times that we live in, call for a coalition building effort between the affiliates and the Pacifica Network. And to that end, I would like to suggest the following. Once a month, every one of the affiliates does a half an hour show from one of the stations, Pacifica stations, and the second half hour, that station reciprocates with one locally made program. So this is a cross-pollinization of the production skills, the creative talents of the programmers in both ends. And I like to have, because of the Puebla Panama Canal, where the United States-based corporations are about to steal the rainforest from the native peoples of the Americas, and to have the largest concentration of maquiladoras in the planet in Central America, I would like to suggest that the seven countries involved in the Panama-Puebla, the Puebla-Panama treaty or plan should be integrated in this formula. The five countries who soon will be under the military boot of Uncle Sam, under Plan Colombia, so they can the corporations based in the United States can steal the oil, the rainforest, and biodiversity of the rainforest and everything under the forest. Those countries are very strategic for the United States, for the affiliates' audiences, because it is that huge military budget who is sucking the blood of the working people of this country. People need to understand where the money is going. So to do this cross-pollinization with the radio stations in those countries affected by Plan Colombia will be probably something, a historical step for the affiliates and Pacifica, if we could combine the efforts. I'm crossing my fingers on this one.
Okay. Thank you, Poncho.
I'm Elizabeth Robinson from KCSB, and I want to thank you for generously accepting us back as an affiliate, even though we haven't reaffiliated. We're still thinking on it. And I guess I want to say some of the things I've already said before, but I'm going to say them again. I think in the past 2 years, especially, and certainly in the past 5 years, that the technology and whatnot have changed to the degree that we don't need Pacifica the way we needed it before. We don't need it to get programming, and as Marty eloquently pointed out, there is at this moment really no Pacifica programming unless there's some settlements and changes that I don't know about, and I'd be happy to hear about those. So my question as well is, I'm not sure what we get from being a Pacifica affiliate. I do believe that we need a national network, albeit maybe a rather loose one, more a coalition, like maybe we would all become, including the Pacifica stations, affiliates of the GRC rather than our becoming affiliates of you. And, I mean, that may sound harsh and unforgiving, but I have a number of concerns. You know, we're from the relative provinces. We're not from the five major cities in which your stations reside. And I think as a consequence of that, there is a presumption that we're not doing what you're doing, or we're not doing it as well as you're doing. And I know you've just generously said that we're doing, some of us, very good work. But I do think there is that kind of attitude about what gets produced in, particularly on the coastal cities, and, you know, every now and then Houston gets to tag along. And there is a kind of built-in impetus towards a dominance there that I think is very unhealthy. And that's one of the reasons that we have not reaffiliated. Never mind also, well, yeah, let's mind the same old nonsense with the bills, and not knowing quite what it is we're paying for. But it concerns me that we just go back into this other relationship, and it popped up again when we were at NFCB, certainly, in terms of, you know, sort of saying, well, you know, why do we need to do this now? Why should we be doing this? What is this going to be for us? And we got a bit of a haughty response to that, saying, well, wait a minute, we can't talk about all of it. I mean, wait, you know. And that really concerns me. I don't want to be saying Pacifica is useless to us. I don't think that's the case. But I also want to know why. I really want a solid answer about why we should do this way again. Or maybe we should, you know, just like we're talking about the DMCA and approaching some of those things differently, maybe we need to have a new day here and approach this differently as well. That's, I don't have a ready-made answer. I do know that, you know, there's the existing contract, as you know, we would not sign again. I was told when we did pay for what we thought was a fair portion of programming, I was told, you know, pay whatever you can pay. And now I've gotten a bill that says we're delinquent for the part that I said we wouldn't pay. So, we're getting still very, 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 very mixed messages, and I understand the financial strains, et cetera. But, you know, in that regard, so is your Aunt Fanny. You know, we all have those things. So that's it.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Let's talk later.
My name is Jill Hopke, and I'm the News and Public Affairs Director at WORT in Madison. And I have a number of concerns on behalf of WORT as well. We're very concerned with the contract we were given before, and I would like to see some of those issues addressed should we sign another contract with Pacifica, of course. And a couple of things were, one, technical problems with the KU satellite, which have subsided somewhat since the uplink moved back to Berkeley. But, for example, during our summer pledge drive, during Democracy Now!, the tape for the Democracy Now cut out for about 10 minutes in the middle of our pledge drive, and we, of course, were scrambling around and trying to figure out what to do, played some music or whatnot, but that's just an example of something where we weren't notified in advance, not even via email, that there was an impairment with the feed, and we were in the middle of our pledge drive. So I feel like some of those technical issues still need to be addressed. And I also wanted to address the issue of National Days of Programming and working with affiliates. At WORT, we have a very full schedule, 24/7 of our own locally produced programming with some national stuff, international thrown in. And we have 14 locally produced news and public affairs programs, and so we can't drop any of our local programs, with an email to a day or two in advance of a National Day of Programming. We just can't do that. You know, we have in our volunteer handbook and our bylaws that we have to give programmers a certain amount of notification before we're going to put in other programming. We have to justify it to our programmers, and for good reasons. And so I've gotten at times some of these emails and wanted us to participate, but we simply can't do it for our structure. And so if there's going to be any of this talk about affiliates, you know, producing some more of this programming for Pacifica or having more of this working together or these National Days of Programming, I'd like to see us take a really realistic look at what that would mean as far as prior notification and involving affiliates in planning what that programming would look like, rather than simply giving us an email a couple days maybe in advance of when something is going to be uplinked on the satellite. And so I agree with what's been said before along those lines, and would like to see any type of programming that we would do in conjunction with Pacifica have a flavor also of all of our local stations and not just something that's uplinked on the satellite and we may or may not decide to air it. And I think those are most of the concerns I have that haven't been addressed in full before, and I would like to have a further discussion about what a contract may look like, and also what is the meaning of being an affiliate to Pacific, because I don't feel like us just paying a fee and having the satellite and that downlinking one program, we just take Democracy Now! From Pacifica, and having that doesn't mean affiliate to me, that means just we're paying for a service, and I feel like Pacifica should be more than that.
I agree.
Vicki Santa from WMNF in Tampa. We've spent a lot of hours at WMNF talking about Pacifica. I think this is my fifth year of an affiliates meeting, maybe sixth or seventh. We have been proud to carry Pacifica programming for 20-plus years on WMNF. And we proudly carry Democracy Now! We are paying this year three-quarters of the renegotiated contract amount for the contract we didn't sign, because the first quarter of this fiscal year we carried no Pacifica programming. We were carrying Democracy Now! In Exile and paying for that and paying for Free Speech Radio News and taking no programming from Pacifica. So we paid or are in the process of paying for the other three quarters this fiscal year. I'm in budget right now. I have no idea what to stick in the budget. I've made up a number for Democracy Now! For this year, and I'm hoping that when we get done with whatever contract negotiation and rewriting is completed, that the number I've guessed at bears some resemblance to reality. The board looks to the staff of our station to establish these numbers. I have no idea what it's going to be. It was kind of disheartening to open this packet and see the 1997 contract, I have to tell you that. I have a whole file full of those, including the last 2 years' worth, which I have not signed. Even more disheartening to see the 1997 rate sheet, unless you retitle that 2002, it's not very useful. I think the questions that have been raised here today about what Pacifica affiliation means today, not what it meant for the last 50 years, we all know that, but what does it mean today? What kind of model are we looking for collectively for collaborating on programming, for providing cross-pollination of programming, for doing some of the things that Earl talked about last night, of making solutions that are coming up in your communities and problems in your communities available programming-wise to me and my community, so our listeners can hear what's going on in other parts of the country, can hear the kind of good work that's being done. We have had a significant backlash From some of our listeners to the programming that we have carried since 9/11, we have held a series of public meetings of our News and Public Affairs Committee, which is open to anybody who wishes to come. Our first meeting in November, over 100 people turned out to talk about WMNF's coverage since 9/11. And one of the themes that comes up over and over and over again is, you are our sole source for this kind of information. Why are we not getting more stories about what's going on in the peace activism across the world, across the globe, across this country? Why is there not more material available to us to put on our airwaves, to talk about the work that other people are doing? We can cover our own community. That's not a problem. We can cover a little bit of our region. This is the resource that we should be able to rely on to put those stories up, even if they're not full newscasts. Pacifica has a very full plate right now. We understand that. You have foundation issues. You have financial issues. You have internal station issues that you have to deal with and you have to take care of, and I don't foresee any national level programming forthcoming anytime real soon. So Pacifica affiliation has to mean access to these other stories, has to be access for people other than the people who have already set up their own personal individual production and distribution streams, and that's what the KU was supposed to be all about for all of us. We need that enabled from some central location so that that can happen. I asked my news director, Rob Lori, who's been in this business for over 25 years, I'm going to be at the affiliates meeting. What do you need from Pacifica? He said, we need timely and accurate notifications of any problems with the feeds. It's not a one-time problem. It's not a sometimes problem. It's an ongoing problem. And when it leaves us scrambling in the studio to fill dead air, we're paying for one program. We'd like that one program. We'd like it. We'd like to know if there's a problem with it so that we can cover ourselves, so that we're not leaving our listeners sitting there listening to nothing. From a station manager's perspective, I want to be communicated with. If I make a phone call, I'd like a return phone call. I think the idea of having liaisons is wonderful. I'm kind of curious, though, as to why I need a liaison. It's not that huge an organization. I would think I could pick up a phone and speak to someone. Maybe the liaison is necessary at this point because of the amount of workload that's being loaded onto Dan and Verna and everybody else up there. But I wish I had a nickel for every unreturned call, unreturned email message left hanging. And I don't want that to continue. That's really important to me, because when I go to a board meeting and the board says, well, what did Pacifica say? I don't have an answer for that question. My board sent letters and didn't get answers either. That's not a good thing. These are the people who are paying the bills. These are the people who authorize the budget that pays the bills. And I think that we collectively can create something out of this skeleton that we've got that allows us to intercommunicate. We have the internet, we have the ISDN, we have lots of things, but not everybody has high-speed connection. Downloading sound files without a high-speed connection is iffy, difficult, and time-consuming. We have the KU, it's in place, we need to be using it, but that's going to need to be coordinated from somewhere. We can't coordinate that from where we are. That would be my hope of what we can do. And the contract issue, Marty did a real good job with that. Automatic increases. Many, many stations just can't sign anything with an automatic increase. And we need to talk about where the money goes and what comes back to us. As a manager, I have an understanding of how difficult the job must be now facing the deficits. But from our listeners' perspective, they're giving us money to support the programming that we put on the air. They want to know where that money's going. We've got to account back to our communities for what we're doing with it. And I'm still hopeful. I really am. I maybe that didn't sound like it. But I wouldn't be here if I wasn't. I mean, I could go sit down, put my feet up, and rest for a little while. The letters are nice. Pick up the phone. Talk to us. We're not hard to find. I work about 65, 70 hours a week. I'm in the office 90% of the time. I'm easy to find. Thanks.
Thank you.
What's the call letters?
WMNF.
Hi, my name is Steve Brown. I'm not with an affiliate, but I do have a question for the affiliates. I find it hard to understand why you are all addressing Pacifica as individual stations, why you seem to be waiting for Pacifica to reach out to you and listen to your concerns. If you were part of a workforce at a corporation, you would make all your concerns known to your union representative, and you'd go up to the door of the president of the corporation, here's what we want. What are you going to do about it? So if you want another contract, you have an organization. Get together first and get up the contract you want. Find out what relationship you want with Pacifica. There are going to be elections. They're writing bylaws now, which many people are working on, which are going to determine who is going to be on the board of directors of Pacifica. There should be an affiliate seat, and they're discussing it, but they'll discuss it. They may offer you and they may not. Why don't you get together and say, Pacifica, we want a seat. Find out how to give it to us now. You determine how you can get your own representative on it. But if you wait for Pacifica, even with the best of intentions of Pacifica's part, nothing is going to happen very soon.
We've been doing this for several years.
Well, you have leverage. You either affiliate or not affiliate. You know, you go on strike. You know, but the other question is this: right now, you get all your programs down from Pacifica. I know you don't get all of them, but I'm saying that the feed is just one way. There are hundreds of stations like you throughout the country, and they should be putting stations up that Pacifica broadcasts around. All of Pacifica's programs, whether they're called national programs or not, are developed by individuals at local stations, and you have hundreds of stations. You can develop programs that are just as good and just as deserving of being up on the national, airwaves, and you should present those programs as a group to Pacifica and tell them that you want them aired and not wait for them to reach out for you, even though it's a much better administration than it was before.
Thanks, Steve. We're helping to unionize them. Good.
My name is Andrea Fishman. And I'm not... Did I just turn off the mic?
No.
Because you can tell I'm not part of the station. I'm not part of an affiliate. I've been working in the movement to save Pacifica, and as people know, I think it's still in crisis and it's in trouble, and I've been working on it for 6 years. And one reason I've been working on it is because freedom of speech and freedom of inquiry have been threatened in this country for a long time. And as soon as I heard that there was trouble at BAI and trouble at Pacifica, that's why I got involved. And I've been working with a group called Pacifica Matters, a culture for democracy, since January. We formed this group. And it's an effort to change the structure, the governing structure of Pacifica, to have the community really participate in it, and to have ongoing governance programs weekly with the stations talking to each other on a national simulcast. Now, although Pacifica has had taken this idea and used it several times to great effect and great response, this idea is met with resistance only throughout the network, I have to say, even though we got on the Texas station and were received very well. And even in the next day in the Ask the Manager program, the local people who had called up the day before in the programming talked about this program a great deal. And I'm bringing this up here right now because I have thought of the Pacifica crisis as a way of mobilizing people in the street all over the country, a resistance to the loss of our freedom of inquiry. And I've thought that the impetus should come from Pacifica because it was so huge, could reach so many, and it was a way of creating a national movement to save this freedom. I'm beginning to think, I'm learning a lot here. I'm speaking to Elizabeth and hearing Elizabeth Robinson speak and talking to all of you, that the models for programming and for true community participation really come from the affiliates and from the grassroots stations. And that instead of using Pacifica to create this movement, which I think we need, we may have lost our freedom completely, which I think we need so urgently, is that the affiliates really should be driving us, perhaps. And the idea of us affiliating with the grassroots radio conference is maybe a good one, and maybe we should think of organizing this effort, mobilizing this urgency from the outside in, if I may say it that way, if you'll forgive me. But I'm very, very concerned, and I think maybe we should think of it this way, as a way to mobilize this resistance, one of our primary goals.
In the interest of time, and it's only in the interest of time, there is a time slot tomorrow from 3 to 5, and we're wondering if we could continue the process part of this, how to set up committees, who wants to be on those committees, if people would come. Just by a show of hands, would people use that time tomorrow? Or I know it's listed as a break, but... Right. Would people...
We've scheduled some other meetings as well, because we'd like, there's an AMARC meeting there, for example.
I tell you what, why don't, if you would like to meet with us, if you have some more specific ideas, why don't you give me your name, and we will set, one or two of us will set times to meet with you and get that, write down some specifics that we can act on. Dan, did you want to respond to any of the comments? And how many more people do we have in line? Do we have
three
more in line?
Three, and then
be real quick,
because
I want to underscore some of the perspectives that we've heard this afternoon. And clearly, there needs to be a radical restructuring of the relationship between the five Pacifica stations and the community, other community radio stations around the country. And that's because of a number of different factors, one of which Elizabeth mentioned, new media technologies, one of which is dominating this conference, which is the economic and political situation in this country, both around media concentration and ownership, but also the entire political situation that we now face. But obviously, there's other real concerns, too, about Pacifica, the failure. And we have to understand that national programming has been a failure over the last 5 years. The failure of Pacifica's national programming effort, or 6 years, whatever it's been, 7 years, I forget, since it was really, you know, systematically launched. And at the same time, the emergence of new models of production and programming. You mentioned TUC Radio and how, Mariah, you're out there marketing and selling your, putting out your show, what's coming up the next week. It's going out on the email lists. The Democracy Now! Production, what Democracy Now! Has been able to do, liberated in a way from the bureaucracy of Pacifica, Free Speech Radio News, a new production model in conjunction with MNF and BAI and KPFA that appears to be, really flourish, can probably flourish. And what Pacifica can do next year is really kick in its share of the finances. It will take years for Pacifica, the five Pacifica stations, to reemerge. But in the meantime, hopefully in the very near future, we can, as somebody said, collectively create what is left of the skeleton. And if that means something, thinking through new models, whether it's a GRC affiliates, and perhaps in a GRC affiliates, it's not just a programming relationship or a distribution relationship, but a political relationship to confront the concentration of ownership in the media and the impact upon democracy in this country. So I think there's a lot of different ideas that are happening, all of which are starting at the basis that we need a radically different relationship with each other, and it has to start on a basis of equality and partnership rather than the old way, which too often was top-down. So I don't know how we do that. I guess that's going to be the challenge of this weekend, is to try to figure out the processes, how we move forward.
Thanks, Dan. Okay, so we have Well, three people.
Can we say we'll extend another 15 minutes? Yeah.
It's not that we don't like talking to you, but you might want your dinner warm. We'll take another three.
We'll take the three, and then we really need to do the process, which is setting up some committees.
Well, I think now that I've got the floor, I have nothing to say. No, I appreciate what Dan said and about starting from the ground up here. And I think that we do need to – I would advocate for trying to put some GRC representatives on the Pacifica board and forgetting maybe the whole idea of Pacifica affiliation. If there's nothing to offer, you know, we're all saying what's it for, then that, you know – I think that this is maybe an idea whose time has come now, and we just throw that idea out, and we start looking at other models. So I hope that that would be the direction that this discussion could take at this point.
Dan mentioned in passing the contract that was just signed with Democracy Now!, and I know it's being looked at again, but the part that is still open is what exactly is Pacifica selling here to its affiliates? Who is managing the affiliation via the pickup of the program of Democracy Now!? And I guess you don't have an answer to that now because you're still looking at it again. But Marty is right. There isn't really anything to sell at this point in this particular agreement. And I actually think it's not a bad thing because when the KU band was created and stations were asked to please take the dish and put it in the apple orchard behind their station, they were actually given that promise, that implied promise that it would be a two-way system. And it's never become that, really, at least not beyond any one person's initiative. And I refuse to be honored during the Pacifica horrible days, and I'm now honored because I have high hopes for Pacifica, and I hope other independents will do that too. If you look at the schedule, you see many blank spots in there, and that's that kind of Zen emptiness. It's intriguing to me. And the terrible mistake that some people in Pacifica made, that they said, we have the know-all and wherewithal to impose on you what the news is going to be, and you're going to take it. We finally are free to reverse that. And I think it's an opportunity. We should create some KU open administration. I can't see how this can happen without the national administration helping. It's not up to Jim Bennett alone to say, yes, send me something, I put it on as well. But that is a potential. And I think we shouldn't go away from here without looking at the blank space in the schedule.
Thank you, Mariah. One more? Okay.
No. Kathy Melio from WERU, and I haven't given up on the idea of Pacifica affiliates. Okay. Frankly, I think we obviously need a national progressive network more than ever. But this question is asked, well, what does it mean to be an affiliate? I think we're at a key time to be able to redefine and recreate what affiliates mean. And I've had a feeling that the Pacifica network hasn't understood that what the affiliates give you is so much more than that $6,100, but we make you a national network. We're in Maine. Well, a lot of people come to Maine in the summer, for the whole summer. They come from New York City and Houston and California, and they get to still have their Pacifica. You know, that's meaningful. Tampa, in the winter. We go to Tampa, and we're glad that we can still hear that program. So what I'd like to think about in terms of whatever new programming we come up with to, like, turn the paradigm around, the NPR idea of, you know, they have a national program and they break away to localize. We are producing great things at our stations as well, and I'd like to see us use the KU and in some way be doing our own local programming, but then have some times in the day where we could break away to nationalize. We could, you know, hear something from MNF, something from KCSB, or, you know, I'd just like us to turn it around, because if it is a new Pacifica, I'd like to see it be really, really new and really different. And there's one little simple idea, and I don't know if the situation with Democracy Now! Could change this as a possibility, but we like it when we're playing this way out and we hear at the end of that program an acknowledgement of a couple of affiliates, you know, like at the end of that program to say, and thank you out there in Troy, New York, and in Tampa or whatever. So thanks for listening, and I hope we don't give up on this affiliate thing, frankly.
It's Leslie.
Well, I know that my comrades in the Pacifica, especially the board members, may be a little shocked when they hear that I said this, but I actually don't care about the money. I know that's strange as the chairman, but I really don't care about the money. What I care about is building a political movement in this country. That is all I care about. And that, so if that means that we just put aside the money and talk about how we work together, that is the critical thing. Now, again, I'm speaking just as myself. The board has not agreed with this position. Thank you. Finally, somebody fired me. So it really is not about, you know, about what does Pacifica give to the affiliates. What am I, we trying to sell to you? I'm not interested in that. I've never been a very good salesperson. I do think of myself as a political organizer, and that's what I hope we're all thinking of ourselves here, that we are, you know, my understanding of who is in this grassroots network of radio stations is political activists who happen to end up in the media. Maybe some people started in the media and then became politically aware, but it's the politics, I believe, that we have in common and that drives us. So if we go back to that as a starting point and then figure out, we have this KU system, it's there, right? We're not going to just throw it away. How do we use it? How do we use it for our five stations and for all of your stations? We have, you know, the United States Congress and the FCC and the blah, blah, and the blah, blah. How do we deal with them collectively? How do we deal with the mainstream media and the consolidation of media? How do we deal with the international situation? That's what I think building a new relationship is. And I think that while I'm certainly open to the idea of throwing out the whole concept of affiliates, I think there is something to be said about building on the history of Pacifica, the good history, and the breakthrough that Pacifica was at one point in this country, and having people affiliate with that idea and those concepts. Again, I'm certainly not wedded to that, but I think there may be some value in holding on to an affiliate program that's really a political alliance and not a financial relationship.
Yes, Leslie, I do care.
Through process, yeah. Reem. I'm really sorry. We have.
She's going to keep us on task.
We're really over. I'm really sorry.
How about if she talks really fast?
Go ahead, Reem.
Really, why I felt I needed to talk, I didn't know Leslie's going to say that, and stereo is stronger than mono. I'm part of the Pacifica Affiliate Commission of the Pacifica Board, but I'm also part of WBIX, and I'm part of Pacifica, and I'm in all of that because I am Arab. It is very important to realize, what do we have to sell? We have to sell and buy and do any relationship we can to make sure that the mission of Pacifica is what is carried. I came to this country because we were dying out there from policies that I would hope the citizens of this country, if they're aware of and of their impact, they would stop. And why I really wanted to talk is to remind you all, as you're renegotiating the relationship or reinventing the model, that that's what it's about. Hopefully, we are saving lives in our media activists. As an Arab, I tell you, especially after 9/11, we are. So please, as we talk about processes and we move on, let's keep that in mind and function as efficiently as we can, as fast as we can, to rebuild the political network that through the media can make social change here and abroad that will save everybody, my people included.
Thank you, Ray. So I see the process, not I, I'm speaking for the committee, I'm sorry. We see the process in two ways. One is that a committee was reformed in Berkeley, and just a few people were added, but there were few affiliates at Berkeley. So we want to open the door to add to the existing committee to have affiliates on that committee. So that's the first go about that, but by the end of this weekend, I would like to have the names of another X number of people who will be part of the committee of the interim national board. That's the first part of it. I'm just throwing that out there, and then you can, of course, tell us how to do that. The second part is we think there need to be at least three from that committee in which we could begin to work with whatever has to happen. One would be on programming, sharing, however we determine that. One would be on coming on the national board, bylaws, the whole process. And one would be on technology. Those are just suggestions for subcommittees, and I don't know how you people want to do that, but the microphone's open again for suggestions so that we walk away with something moving forward rather than just having put that out there and then we don't know what to do next.
I don't think they want to come up and talk in the mic anymore. I would like to say, yes, Reem is on our committee, and I've put a few feelers out asking if some of the affiliates would like to be on this committee. So if you would like to be on the affiliates committee, could you please see me? Or, Elizabeth, you'd like to take the mic. Go ahead.
I don't want to be on the committee.
Okay.
I got too many committees. I would like to ask whether there are people here right now who would like to be representing us on these committees. That would be where I'd start, because I don't know of anybody here that would be inappropriate to that.
Could you tell us your name again?
We're nominating
WRFT Atlanta.
G.
Brian.
G.
WRFT Radio Free Joyce.
T or G?
Radio Free Joyce.
G. And it's Brian Sherman. Brian Sherman. And Steve Pierce from RPI.
I volunteer Marty Sterling.
Someone from MNF? Somebody
well, I,
from
I talked to
Somebody
I talked to
MNF.
Someone Okay. I did talk to someone from WMNF, and they said no, but they would be looking. Okay. And they said they'd be finding someone. Okay.
And Marty Derwin.
I got it. I think we're close.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if Marty Derwin failed, but I'm KGNU. Chip Brandon's on the board of KGNU.
Chip KGNU. All right. We'll talk later and okay.
I'm meeting with
okay. And I offer an invitation for those people who have just said that they might be interested to join Leslie and Dan and I and Reem for lunch tomorrow.
Thank you. Okay. And we can also do the 3 o'clock for others that are willing, so that we have many sessions. And if you're busy with something else, fine. At another time, we'll catch up. And if you don't want to be part of the commission, I don't know why not, please be part of the solution. I mean, we're all managers of stations or networks or whatever. It's very important that we act fast. And like Dan mentioned, governance, participating in the governance at this point of Pacifica is the most urgent part of why we need to get in. So let's get out of here with tangible things that we would have accomplished and things that we will do. Time is of essence in these political times. Thank you all. Also, I will put you on a list, an internet list that's affiliate to inform you without sending to you emails, but just allowing you to read the progress of this process. If you give me more of your cards, that I would separate from people interested in being part of the commission. So there's a way in which in the computers we can do so that you can just read stuff without being bombarded by it. So if you're interested in being part of that, please give me your contact. Me, part of the commission of the Pacifica National Affiliate.
Unless we did anybody else came up, they need to be embarrassed.
Oh, let's meet in front of the Buckney to go for lunch tomorrow.
I mean, we'll be eating here, but yeah.
In Salida, Colorado?
Well, I tell you what. We just took 4 people on. My impression was, why solicit everybody in the